بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are with سورة النحل. Verse 111. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يوم تأتي كل نفس تجادل عن نفسها وتوفى كل نفس ما عملت وهم لا يظلمون. وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. ولقد جاءهم رسول منهم فكذبوه فأخذهم العذاب وهم ظالمون. فكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واشكروا نعمة الله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. سورة النحل talks a lot about Allah's bounties, the favors that Allah has favored us. And He's the one actually who's managing the mankind. It's not us actually. Allah says in the next surah, which is Surah Bani Israel, or Surah Al-Isra, قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ. If you have been the treasurer of Allah's treasury, you would have spent stringently. You wouldn't have spent much. But Allah is Kareem, Allah is generous, and He is feeding everyone. It's not that we are managing. It's not the logic of the Malthusian logic that you take a calculator and start extrapolating the population of the world, and then you start thinking how I'm gonna feed it. Allah knows how to feed us, okay? And He has made the arrangement to feed His creations, not only us, but the animals in the jungle and the insects and the birds and the fish. Allah has taken out this burden from us human being. We are not given the responsibility to food either our fellow human beings or for that matter the animals. All it is required that we worship Allah and not be rebellious, not be arrogant when it comes to submitting to the ultimate deity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do that, the other part is Allah's. And the Surah Al-An'am, I think, the Surah Al-Nahl, sorry, I think has lots of great insights, hints, tips for the people working in the field of development or developmental economics. This is the business of maybe the World Bank, all those multilateral development organizations who took charge to eradicate poverty and bring the development, all these sustainable development goals and these things. And the verses that I have recited, I think, has lots to offer to this community. So let's see what this verse says. Allah has given an analogy, ضرب الله مثلا قرية, analogy of a community, a village, a society, a township. They were fully in development, so these are already highly developed nation. Let's say it's a highly developed nation because it has security and it has food. So this is a great hint, is what are the main need of human being. It's the food that nourishes you and checks against the hunger in the society and upbrings its population with healthy mind and healthy physique. And it has a good trade. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. So its relationship with its neighbors is good. it's not in the state of insecurity in terms of either internal wars or outside, because the trade and the good comes to it from all places, min kulli makan. So just in a fraction of sentence, I won't say that it's a full sentence, Allah laid down some key elements of a society that is developed, it's enjoying its population are enjoying well-being, not only the money, so they are happy society. And what is hidden in this verse is that this society satisfies their spirituality in the right way, which is worshipping Allah, the true deity. This is embedded in this verse. Why I said it is embedded? Because if we see what happens to them, that kafarat bi an'umillah, then they started to deny, kafarat, they started to cover, to deny the bounties of Allah. Allah didn't say ni'am, which would be, ni'mah is one single bounty. Ni'am is lots of bounties. An'um even lotter than lot, if that's the right way to say. So this population, all in a sudden, they started to deviate. That's why I said that their enjoyment and prosperity and development, economic development, prosperity, well-being, health, security, it was because they did not deny, they did not cover the ni'amillah, an'umillah, kafarat bi an'umillah. And that's why they stayed there. But when they changed their status, Allah changed their status, you see. So it started from them. They started to degrade morally, spiritually, from all sense. So what happened? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah made them test the cloth of ju' and khawf, hunger and insecurity, fear, fear and hunger. You see, these are the destructive forces that can come to any society and destroys it. These are the real destructive forces. كَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ أَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. And libas means it's a cloth. So Allah gave the analogy of a cloth, because the cloth touches your body and covers it. So it touches every person. So there might have been some naughty people and some good people, but when this kind of general thing comes and this society stays away from Allah's command, then it falls on the society. It never touches certain houses and leaves all, because this is by nature. When it comes to a community, it encompasses them all. And that shows the need for the people who were there and who knew that something going wrong within certain members of the community, they should have stopped it. Otherwise, it would be the punishment of Allah will be generalized if did not stop it. So there need to be always a community who does enjoy the right and prevent the wrong. And this is because of the action. Everything is bima kanu yasnaun. Everything is related to their action. So now just tell me, who among the MDBs attribute the economic development and the prosperity of a country to the spirituality? None. It's a taboo word. I have seen even articles in the prestigious journals that said that this is a taboo word. When you bring faith and spirituality in the arena of economic development, it's a taboo word, because the world is a secular. Those that governs the World Bank and IMF and all these things, they are working through secular principles, anti-religious principles. So they won't even listen to you. If you present this verse, I don't know what will be their reaction, but they will not consider them anything worthy of any analysis even. We know that this year's Nobel Prize in Economics was given to Abhijit Banerjee and his wife Duflo because of their randomized experiment trial, controlled randomized trials in a society. So they have some hypothesis and they test it experimentally on a pilot basis and they try to generalize to others. Have they considered, for example, these things which have been a very good parameter to test experimentally in a society? Have they checked the history, which provides lots of similar experimental tests? If they have gone to the history and tried to analyze the correlations and relationship between a community who tries to adhere to the commands of their messengers and be thankful to Allah and their status, have they tried this? So what I'm saying is that this is a rich material that Quran can provide to this community who assume themselves to be the masters of the universe, but they are proceeding with wrong premises, and the world is going into astray. The more they are trying to cover up something and bring prosperity, the more the world goes on the other direction. See the inequality issues, all this inequality, and also see the harmful effects on the environment, the climate changes and all this stuff. And in the next verse is even more important, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوا. It's not that this community didn't have a reformer. They have got a Rasul. They have got a messenger from Allah. But they belied him. They belied him. And the messenger's main duty is what? Is those higher needs of human being. That's the purpose of their creation. And that's the faith. So it's a clear relationship between that society that are fit for their purpose, which is worshipping Allah, and their economic status. This is so clear that I don't know how this could be missed out, this relationship, and then they miss out this clear evidence and then just go to some other parameters here and there, and they even felt that they need doing some experimental trial before coming to conclusions. See you in the next video. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.